Good morning. Today's scripture comes from the epistle appointed for today's morning prayer, the letter of Paul to the Romans, chapter 2, verses 12 through 15a. It reads, "All who have sinned apart from the law will also perish apart from the law, and all who have sinned under the law will be judged by the law. But it is not the hearers of the law who are righteous in God's sight, but the doers of the law who will be justified. When Gentiles, who do not possess the law, do instinctively what the law requires, these, though not having the law, are a law to themselves. They show that what the law requires is written on their hearts, to which their own conscience also bears witness." The great divide in Paul's day was how to bring forth a sense of respect and worthiness between the Jewish Christians and the Gentile Christians. Although both factions were believers of the risen Christ, and in some places lived in close proximity to each other, they struggled to find common ground in which to worship or exist in peace. Today's reading offers us an opportunity to refer to the Catechism found in the Book of Common Prayer. It can be found on page 848. The very first question is, what is our duty to our neighbors? Our duty to our neighbors is to love them as ourselves and to do to other people as we wish them to do to us. But then it identifies it even more throughout the commandments, referring to commandment number 5, to love, honor, and help our parents and family, to honor those in authority and to meet their just demands. Command number 6. To show respect for the life God has given us, to work and pray for peace, to bear no malice, prejudice, or hatred in our hearts, and to be kind to all the creatures of God. The 7th commandment, to use our bodily desires as God intended. The 8th commandment, to be honest and fair in our dealings, to seek justice, freedom, and the necessities of life for all people, and to use our talents and possessions as ones who must answer for them to God. And the 9th commandment, to speak the truth and to not mislead others by our silence. And finally, the 10th commandment, to resist temptations to envy, greed, and jealousy, to rejoice in other people's gifts and graces, and to do our duty for the love of God who has called us into fellowship with Him. I invite you to reflect with me today on how we live into the verbs found on this page. How do we demonstrate honor and respect for those around whom we may not agree? Slamming our neighbors or public officials on social media would be a direct contradiction. How do we display honesty, fairness, in words that promote further productive discussion? What do we need more in our lives and our communities to give us the strength to resist evil and temptations, and instead to do our duty to work for a common good? Our closing prayer today may be found on page 827 of the Book of Common Prayer, prayer number 39, for those who influence public opinion. Let us pray. Almighty God, you proclaim your truth in every age by many voices. Direct in our time, we pray, those who speak where many listen and write what many read, that they may do their part in making the heart of this people wise, its mind sound, and its will righteous, to the honor of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I invite you to call back tomorrow for a new daily devotion or sign up for my blog, Inner Altar, to automatically receive each devotion in your inbox. O God, whose glory it is always to have mercy, be gracious to all who have gone astray from your ways and bring them again with penitent hearts and steadfast faith to embrace and hold fast the unchangeable truth of your word, Jesus Christ, your Son, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God, forever and ever. Amen.